Hi, this is Alex Moulton. I'm the founder and creative director of Expansion Team, the audio branding agency in New York City. And this year, we're really excited to be hosting the Audio Branding Congress in the United States. We have a perfect location, the faculty house at Columbia University. And for those of you who had never visited the Columbia campus before, you won't be disappointed. It's beautiful. I think it's worth noting that just because the Congress is taking place here in NYC, the Americans in attendance will probably still be a minority. Like the last 2 years of the Congress, the attendees this year are from all over the globe. We have people coming from the Netherlands, Brazil, the UK, Denmark, France, Austria, Germany, India, Italy, Finland, Canada, and the list goes on. And I think this list sums up exactly what makes this event so unique. It's an intimate gathering of the top minds in audio from literally around the world, and they're coming ready to share and meet other people who do the same work, as opposed to that sales conference mentality of pure self-promotion. The Audio Branding Congress just isn't that type of atmosphere, and I think that's an incredible thing. It's a big reason why I got so excited after last year, and why we've taken on an active role this year as the event organizers. Most people who haven't attended before, and that will be many of you, I imagine, are probably wondering what exactly happens at the Congress. The answer on the outside is very simple. It's a morning of speakers from a variety of backgrounds, an afternoon full of case studies, a panel discussion, and this year, the first ever Audio Branding Award for the favorite case study. I missed the 2009 Congress, which was the first one, but when I went last year, I had an expectation that I would leave knowing just a little more than I already did, maybe meet a handful of people and hopefully contribute something to the conversation. It was so much more than that, and I left with my head literally in a daze, with more information than I thought I could fit in my brain and a whole new understanding of the landscape of audio and sonic branding. I met a lot of people and have continued to stay in touch with them, and I hope I see a lot of you again this year. I delivered a case study and I got great feedback, and I learned more than I could imagine from other people's case studies. The bottom line for me is that I left with a profound sense of the worldwide community that's responsible for leading this industry. All of us with similar goals, but different paths. And I think what makes the community so interesting is the fact that no one started their career saying, "I want to work in audio branding," because it simply didn't exist as an industry when we were all in school. Some of us are musicians, some sound designers, some with marketing or advertising backgrounds, some executives, entrepreneurs, but we all have a shared belief in guiding the way the world sounds in the future. We all want our technology, our entertainment, our products, and our lives to be in harmony, and I think the Audio Branding Congress is this amazing venue for sharing ideas amongst us so that we can better serve the clients and brands that we work with to make sure that this harmony can actually exist in the future. I really look forward to meeting you all there, and for those of you who might be listening and wondering whether it's worth it to attend, I can tell you without a doubt that it is. Absolutely. It's going to be an incredible day, so much fun, and I expect to learn just as much as I did last year, if not more. I know I speak for everyone here at Expansion Team in New York and the Audio Branding Academy in Hamburg when I say we really want to welcome you to this community, and we look forward to meeting you in a few weeks on November 17th.